Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Welcome to Schools In with Lilydale High School. I'm Blake and I'm a Year 10 student at Lilydale High School.
I'm Caitlin and I'm in Year 7. It's been a busy couple of months at Lilydale High School since we have visited Yarra Valley Radio. We can't believe it's already term 4.
It was an exciting week for Year 10 students. Last week, as we got prepared for the Year 10 formal on Friday. On Friday night, over 200 Year 10 students gathered at Lindley Estate for a formal dinner with friends and teachers. The students arrived in various forms of transport, including motorbikes, Hummers, limousines, sports cars, and classic vintage cars. All the students put so much effort into their outfits, and everyone looked amazing. We were treated to a three-course meal, and many students and teachers danced the night away. Mr. Bleakley proved to be a pretty amazing dancer and challenged several students to dance off. Overall, it was a fantastic evening and it was a highlight of Year 10 this year.
Now for our first song.
The voice of the Yarra Valley.
So, Blake, how was the formal?
Yeah, it was a really great night, just to get with all your mates and for a big social event, so it was pretty good.
How was the food?
Yeah, it was alright. I think we had a parma for dinner, so main, and then we had dessert, and an entree, we just had soup, so it was really good.
I saw a lot of photos on Instagram with everyone just chilling.
Yeah, it was good. Now back to me now. So this week is a sad goodbye to all of our Year 12 students. They will have their last official lessons and festivities day when they have an opportunity to dress up in costumes and celebrate the conclusion of their high school years. Then it's home to study hard in preparation for the exams in a couple of weeks. Some performing arts students have also presented their practical exams, including the music group and solo performances and the drama solo performances. This week, the theatre studies students will present their monologue exam performances, and we wish them the best of luck. I have been very lucky enough to know some of the Year 12s this year, and it'll be very sad to see them go this week. However, we wish them luck with their exams, all the best for their futures. Here is a song for all the students finishing high school this year by Green Day, Time of Your Life.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
The Year 11 Theatre Studies have been working really hard on their class production of House on Fire. This play, written by Australian playwriter Deborah Osswood. You may know her as the writer of a well-known Australian television series of Offspring. This play follows the lives of the Conway sisters, played by Kira O'Connor, Phoebe, and Tash. Things aren't going especially well for the Conway sisters. Their dad's just married the choreography teacher. The older sister, Beck's been fired, dumped, and evicted. And Evie's suffering serious issues with her new best friends. Michaela has 24 hours to solve her sister's problems before she sits the most important exams of her life. What could go wrong? The students involved have been responsible for all areas of production, including direction, lighting, sound, props, set, costumes, makeup, and acting. Blake, are you going to go see the show?
I think I am. I think I'm going on the Tuesday one, which is the school one, so unfortunately I can't make the night, but I'll be at the school one.
The performance takes place next Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Performing Arts Centre at Lauderdale High School. All tickets are $10 and can be purchased via Tribooking. You will find a link to this on the school website or Facebook page. We guarantee it'll be a great show.
Now for another song, this is a shout out to all the PAC teachers. Loops and Bounds by Paul Kelly.
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Last week, some of our students participated in their first Beat Saber Beatdown Inter-School Esports Tournament. This is a virtual reality competition. Lauderdale hosted Upper Yarra, the tournament was full of challenge, fast moves and camaraderie. Lauderdale High School took out the Golden Sabres trophy this time. However, we are sure Upper Yarra will be back in greater numbers. Well done to both schools on a great competition.
A colour round took place last week at lunchtime. This was coordinated and run by the VCAL students, and it was a huge success. All participating students had a great time and were transformed into bright bursts of colour. All funds raised will be donated to the Breast Cancer Foundation. Well done to the VCAL students and enthusiastic runners. Now, Now get to another song. This is Dance Monkey. I actually, on grand final day, I was fortunate enough to go on the ground and have a listen to this, and this is kind of echo through me for the whole week, but this is Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. And oh my, I like your style. You make me wanna try. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. So they say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Boy, they say, move for me, move for me, move for me, hey. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my dear, and look me in my eyes. Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. But you just beg to see me dance just one more.
Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Our annual art exhibit, the October Arts Prize, is currently being held and runs from the 15th to the 25th of October. Each year, the Arts Department celebrates student achievements in the arts. Artworks on display range from Year 7 to 12 and cover all areas: photography, painting, drawing, chromatics, textiles, media, and graphics. We also have students performing drama performances and battle of the bands. It's a pretty exciting time, and we have some extremely talented students.
You probably thought now that the footy season is well and truly over, and I won't be discussing sport, but I love sport, so here is now my non-footy sports report. So the first is also the basketball is back. We have the NBL competition starting. Last week, we saw the Sydney Kings have a win. The Wildcats won. The 36ers had a good win. South East Melbourne are still undefeated with a new franchise. The Sydney Kings had another good win. Wildcats beat the United by 3 points in a buzzer beater.
No.
36ers lost last night to the Illawarra Hawks. And also, we also have the NBA season starting, which starts tomorrow. The first opening game is the New Orleans Pelicans up against the defending champions, the Toronto Raptors. And the other big game is the start of a new duo between LeBron James and Anthony Davis, who are facing off against Kawhi Leonard and Paul George with the LA Clippers. And of course, the cricket is also starting as well for the summer. The first test between is Australia and Pakistan. That will start in late November. And of course, we also play New Zealand on Boxing Day. So it's shaping up to be an interesting summer. And we hope we all have a good time this summer. Thank you for that.
So today, we thought we'd finish off with some questions for one another. So Blake, who is a person you admire and why?
Well, if I had to choose one person, it would probably have to be either Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors or Dustin Martin from Richmond. The reason why I've chose these two is because, well, I know it's one, but you know, I have to pick two. But Steph Curry, the way he does basketball is just insane. And he didn't have contact lenses on, but when he didn't have contact lenses on, he was shooting around 37%, and that was not with contact lenses on.
Wow.
And Dustin Martin, just the way he does his business is just unbelievable. Like, he's won a lot of individual awards, two premierships, two Norm Smiths. It's pretty big, and you just can't really say much about him, to be honest.
His haircut's pretty cool.
So another one for you, Caitlin. If you could choose one place in the world, what would it be?
Paris, because, like, I like designing dresses, and I think if I go to Paris, I'll have inspiration.
Yeah, very nice.
If you could only eat one food, what would you choose?
Well, every Friday night, my mum cooks up a spaghetti on a Friday night, so I guess that would be the best. So, last one, and I know you love this one as well. You've been discussing this all day. Which Hogwarts house would you choose if you had to choose that one, and why?
Well, I am a proud and brave Gryffindor. I would choose it because, well, my favourite person from the book, Harry Potter, isn't it? And I think it really shows my personality as a brave and confident person. And I think there's a lot of strong female characters from Gryffindor. And I'm proud to call them my quote-unquote friends. As when you read the Harry Potter books, you get involved and you're in that adventure with all the characters.
What's the final song?
Here's our final song.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Afraid to be alone again, I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe, oh. Is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me.
like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Because we just listened to a Shawn Mendes song, I think we should mention that Shawn Mendes is in Australia.
Caitlin, I know you're a mad Shawn Mendes fan, but I just want to know, are you going to the concert?
Please don't mention it, I am not. I would like to thank Miss McGrotty and everyone here at the radio station for letting us come back once again for the third time.
And also a big shout out to the PAC staff room. I don't know if you're all listening, but we just want to shout you out to my family, my friends that are listening. Hi, and also to my Nana and Papa who are listening just down the road, actually.
My family should be listening. I text them in the group chat, and most of them be like, I probably will listen, so I think that'll be good.
Bye.
Bye.